Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. New Mexico becomes the oldest wine-producing territory. Did you understand why the beginning of the year is held to have four manifestations, asked Epifanio of the Hermit? Well, I can think of only three, answered Giovanni. The first manifestation is the appearance of the angels to the shepherds. The second one is the appearance of the star to the three wise men. The third manifestation is the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, but I cannot think of what the fourth one may be. The fourth epiphany or manifestation is the incident at the village of Cana, where the water was changed into wine and a life of public miracles was launched, came the answer. Ah, Giovanni nodded his assent. And speaking of wine, Epifanio continued, did you know that it was in this territory called New Mexico that the very first grapes in the New World were planted? They were brought by the first missionaries in the early days of colonization. The wine was needed for the celebration of the Catholic Mass. But who exactly brought the first cuttings of vines to New Mexico? Asked Giovanni curiously. They were two monks, not unlike yourself, came the answer. They were named Fray Garcia de Zuniga, who was a Franciscan monk, and Antonio de Arriaga, who was a Capuchin monk. In 1629, they planted the first vines at San Antonio de Padua in Cerecu, a Piro Indian village south of Socorro. They used to be located on the east bank of the Rio Grande. The vines were of a variety known as Vitis vinifera and commonly called mission grapes. In Spain, they were often called Monica grapes. The hermit listened attentively as Epifanio continued his history lesson. By 1800, a little over half a century ago, he said, New Mexico was wine country. But by 1812, raids by nomadic tribes caused its decline as a local product. Strangely, the Capuchin monks who wear habits that are white on top and brown at the bottom are now inspiring a variety of foam-topped coffee drinks called cappuccino. The hermit smiled at the very idea that monks, not unlike himself, had given the name of their order to a drink. Well, he thought, it wouldn't be the first time. The Order of Saint Benedict produces Benedictine, and the liqueur of hazel dots yield a drink named for Brother Angelico. It is called Frangelico. And who would ever have thought that Dom Perignon also belonged to a religious order? I wonder, asked Giovanni, if the people of northern New Mexico still use grapes in the making of local wine. Not really, said Epifanio to him. Now the wine of choice is produced from the dregs of Capulin. You might know that fruit better as choke cherries. They grow in slender mountain bushes, and their fruit, although usually juicy, causes dry mouth and stained teeth among those who chew on them. But the wine extracted from them is not as dry as the fruit, and it tends to be on the sweet side. Of course, such a wine could never be used as part of the communion service. I would really enjoy tasting that wine, said Giovanni. Well then, why don't you just follow me home? Said Epifanio. A drop of the chokecherry wine would not go down badly on a day as cold as this. The rest of the morning the two men sat down and toasted to the new year and made merry exchanging old stories. They even shared some chokecherry jelly spread on top of some homemade white cheese. By the time the hermit had to leave, he was feeling no pain. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.